Good morning. We're picking up in Chayyadim Klal Chav Dalad Simen Chav Ches, and we're doing the last point over here. So the Chayyadim says, so how do you take these steps back? The question being that we want to have the final step, the feet should be together. And when the person finishes the process, and he says, Shalom, his feet should be together. So how do we do that? So let's go back to our example. We said a person, for example, a person's foot is 9 inches long. So he's standing with his feet together. He moves his left foot back 9 inches. But doing so, he's now placed the right toe, the left toe, right immediately behind and to the left of the right heel. Now, he moves the right foot back 9 inches, so they're next to each other. So what should he do? So the Chayyadim says, what he should do is, we have psia beregel smol tchila, psia katana. He takes a short step with the left foot, our example will be 9 inches long. We shall yamin psia gedolo. With the right foot, he takes a step which is 18 inches. So he doesn't move the right foot back to be parallel to the left foot. He moves the right foot back to be behind the left foot. And now the right toe is immediately behind and to the right of the left heel. And then he moves the left foot back 9 inches, and the 2 feet are next to each other. So he takes a larger step with his right foot. Now the language of the Chayyadim sounds like he can be even more than 18 inches. And then he will take the movement of the left foot back to meet the right foot. According to what the Mishnah Berurah understands, that we want in general to make these steps be steps of Ekel Vitzad Gardel, so it shouldn't be more than, in our example, 18 inches, because the final step with the left foot should be the Chatzchila, should only be 9 inches. So a person will move the left foot back 1 foot length, the right foot back 2 foot lengths, and the left foot back 1 foot length, now bringing it parallel to the right foot. Interestingly enough, there are other suggestions how to do this. But this is the way the Chayyadim quotes this. This is from the Aruch HaShem, one of the Rishonim, and the Mishnah Berurah follows this as well. Okay, Simen Chav Tes. Aruch HaShem Gimel Psius, Vodayim Rekriya Zu. Person taking the 3 steps back, he's still bowing. He's still in a state of bowing. So Kadam Shiyiska, before he raises himself off, he should then move and bow to the sides. So Yapach Panov the Smarloi, Vemer Oseh Shalom Bimermov. So he moves he faces now to the left, and he, in the state of bowing, he says the words Oseh Shalom Bimermov. Vachakach Yapach Panov the Amino, then he moves all the way over to the right, and Vemer Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. Vachakach Yishtachem Alafonov Vyigmur. Facing forward, only then does he raise himself up. So a person remains in this state of kriya for the words, the whole phrase of Veshalom Bimrimov. And after he finishes the whole phrase of Veshalom Bimrimov, then Vayomer the Yirotzen that Mufanacha Shibon Besimitish Mimir Rabimenu, etc. And that he says while he is standing up, not bowing. But a person should remain in a state of kriya for the whole time of Oseh Shalom Bimrimov. And he doesn't again bow, as it were, to the right and bow to the left. He's already bowing. He just moves his body facing towards the left, which corresponds to the right of the Shekhinah. Then he moves his body facing towards the right, corresponding to the left of the Shekhinah. And then he moves back facing towards the middle, and he finishes off the phrase of Oseh Shalom Bimrimov. Now the language of the Chayyadim is Vachakach Yishtachav Lefonov, and I'm not sure exactly what that means, that he's being Yishtachav Lefonov, because he's been in a state of Kriya. It seems to me that there's a further act of bowing which takes place above and beyond the state of bowing that which he's done until now. And I'm not clear, according to the Chayyadim, what exactly that means. The language of the Shulchan Aruch says this language as well. Vachakach Yishtachav Lefonov Kevod HaNiftar Mirabbi.
but the language of the Shulchan Aruch is similar to the language of the Chayyadim, that he was remaining bowed the whole time. It seems to be there's some element of Yishtachaveh. I'm assuming that it means that he bends his knees at that point. He does not bend his knees when he says, "This is Shalom Bimrimov," or "Yes, Shalom Aleinu." But when he says, "I'll call yourself Bimro Amen," he would be bending his knees as well. That seems to be the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch and of the Chayyadim. Have a good day.